Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. A great day with the violence clearing up from the streets of Philadelphia. It's a bizarre thing in Philadelphia, in Center City. What goes on with people exploding firecrackers and battling with police and tearing down infrastructure and causing damage because, well, you may have noticed, the Philadelphia Eagles did not win the Super Bowl. You can't say they lost it. Penalties lost it. Bad calls lost it. Jill Biden, I don't know if she was part of the rioters. She is a Philly girl, and she had her feeling. AOC has not exactly rioted, but she has attacked those two Jesus ads that appeared during the Super Bowl, ads that seemed to me to be artful, moving, sensitive, and very positive. She thinks they're fascistic. Why? We will get to that. And there's also a fascinating column we're going to speak to the author about why America needs football, even its brutality. Does that brutality have something to do with the disappointed riots in Philadelphia? We will speak to Ethan Strauss about that. We will also be speaking about what the heck is going on with four unidentified objects now. I mean, I guess people would be disappointed if there are not more today because we had shootdowns. Shootdowns. Do you know how much a shootdown costs? I mean, people are talking about government waste. I guess it's important to shoot these things down, whatever they are. They aren't identifying them. The new ones, apparently, are very small. And then lots of theories about what exactly is going on. And a top general in our defense system says, no, he wouldn't rule out aliens. And aliens, I don't mean people coming from Guatemala or El Salvador. No, no, they were talking about aliens from out there. Really? And speaking of aliens from out there, there are a bunch of Republicans who are taking advantage of the fact that today we're celebrating Lincoln's birthday. Lincoln's actual birthday, of course, was yesterday. But with Lincoln's birthday coming along, it's traditional all over the country for Republicans to hold Lincoln Day dinners. I've spoken at, oh, maybe a dozen Lincoln Day dinners over the years for the Republican Party. And it's a great old tradition, but this year, at this point, there are a bunch of candidates, some of whom actually, I think, have a chance to win some delegates and to challenge the two front runners, Donald Trump and Ron DeSantis, for the Republican nomination. But are they using the right basis to challenge people? We will talk about the new campaign for Tim Scott, for Nikki Haley, and for Mike Pence. What issues are they picking out, and why are they going so early? Well, they're going so early because Trump's already been in this race. Trump's actually been in this race since before Biden was inaugurated. I mean, after he was clear that he'd lost the election, and yes, it was clear that he lost the election at some point. President Trump was determined to run again. I did one of the very first columns, and I'm proud of this, in USA Today about how if Trump lost the election, and this is before November, that he would run again. He wouldn't accept the results of the election. He would try to come back like Grover Cleveland. He's right in the midst of that effort right now. Somebody else who is trying to come back maybe with a little bit less hope and a little bit less energy than Donald Trump is George Santos with new charges of puppy abuse. I mean, it keeps getting more and more dire for Congressman Santos. First of all, this in terms of some of the new candidates. And by the way, if you believe that there is a winning issue that they should concentrate on and that they should address, you can give us a call, 1-800-955-1776. We are being told that the Mike Pence group that is launching a grassroots Iowa effort is going to be focusing on school transgender policies. A winning issue, something that can mobilize America and give us new hope for the future. I think some of the transgender policies that they have in schools, that they have basically particularly concealing a gender transition or a gender affirmation, people on the left would call it, concealing that from parents, I think that's outrageous. And I think there are a number of things about the way we treat transgender issues that are outrageous. But really, when people are picking a president of the United States, is this going to be one of the things that's going to mobilize a campaign, excite a campaign? Meanwhile, this from the Wall Street Journal, they write out that while his voting record regularly ranks among the most conservative in the Senate, Senator Tim Scott has sought to position himself as a key GOP voice on some of the toughest issues facing America, whether it is police violence or creating more economic opportunities for minorities. Still, he is a relatively unknown quantity with average voters, and in addition to competing with Mr. Trump, will be challenged by several other candidates also seeking to take over the next generation of leadership. Mr. Scott has selected former Senator Cory Gardner of Colorado. Remember him? He was a great senator, right down the middle, center of the Republican Party, and he is now the co-chair, together with Rob Collins, a former head of the Republican Senate Committee. They are the chairs of the new super PAC that is going to be pushing the Tim Scott campaign. So he is scheduled to speak this Thursday in his home state, which is going to be leading off with one of the first primaries. It will have the first Democratic primary, and I think it's the third Republican primary again. But in any event, he's going to be speaking at a county GOP dinner celebrating Black History Month. That's one day after a fellow South Carolinian, former Governor Nikki Haley, former U.N. ambassador, that's one day after she announces her own bid. And later this month, Tim Scott's going to be coming to Iowa. Iowa is the first state in the Republican nominating process with the Iowa caucuses, which Republicans should be able to run and supervise and execute more satisfactorily than the Democrats did last time. That's part of the reason that Iowa lost its first-in-the-nation status to South Carolina. A people familiar said he will be traveling extensively in the coming months, part of what he calls his listening tour. And again, appropriate that he begins that tour in Iowa. Do I believe that Tim Scott has a real choice? I do. I mean, I think he has a real chance of actually competing in this election, partially because there's a sense that if it is true that Americans really do want to see more cooperation, want to see the nation come together, want to see a reduction in polarization, he is one of those people who has the gift, I think, of speaking and without even while taking very strong positions and, as the Wall Street Journal says, compiling one of the most conservative voting records in the Senate, Tim Scott is somebody who doesn't repel people. Wouldn't you think that would be a political advantage? So what about Mike Pence? What about Nikki Haley? And what about Donald J. Trump and Ron DeSantis? We will get to all of that and more coming up on the MedVed Show.
1-800-955-1776. The Michael Medved Show. That's 1-800-955-1776.
Now's the time to join the millions of Americans who have changed the quality of their sleep with MyPillow. MyPillow is now offering a BOGO extravaganza on multiple MyPillow products. Right now, get buy one, get one free pricing on MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillows, six-piece towel sets, and roll and go anywhere MyPillows, and yes, so much more. Just go to the Radio Listeners Specials page at MyPillow.com and use the promo code MEDVED. That's MyPillow.com, promo code MEDVED, or call 1-800-320-6280. That's 800-320-6280. Don't miss this incredible BOGO extravaganza at MyPillow.com. Buy one, get one free on select products. Remember, that's promo code MEDVED or 1-800-320-6280.
Okay, it's winter time, and that shouldn't stop you from going outdoors and enjoying yourself and getting some exercise. Relief Factor can help with that cause. Relief Factor is natural. It consists of fish oil and turmeric primarily, and other ingredients that have been tested and shown to be remarkably effective. A Relief Factor can make you feel better and give you an opportunity to enjoy all kinds of aspects of an active life that you may have been prevented from enjoying in the past. Go to MichaelMedved.com, click on the banner. There's a special price available for what is called a quick start with Relief Factor. You take these tablets, which are entirely natural, no chemicals, no preservatives of any kind. This is a wonderful product that we heartily endorse. Go to MichaelMedved.com, look for the banner for Relief Factor.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
And on the Michael Medved Show, with the continuation of the infestation of our skies by various unidentified objects. And now they just are referring to them as objects. They're no longer clearly balloons, though they think most of them may be balloons. But it's very confusing. I wish they would give the different balloons, the different objects that are being shot down, they would give them names. Code names, some way we can identify them, because with four of them now, right in a row, and with shoot downs on Friday, Saturday, what is it? Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and Monday. Not Monday yet. Friday, Saturday, and Sunday for sure. This is a very, very strange thing, and that means that people ask strange questions. General Glenn Van Herk is one of the people in charge of our defense, our NORAD defense, against any unknown intruders that may come from China or may come from the great beyond. He actually gave a surprising response when he was asked about whether he was ruling out the idea that these were some kind of alien spacecraft from another form of life, probably in another galaxy. Here's what General Van Herk had to say, clip six.
Have you ruled out aliens or extraterrestrials, and if so, why? Because that is what everyone is asking us right now.
Thanks for the question, Colleen. I'll let the intel community and the counterintelligence community figure that out. I haven't ruled out anything at this point. We continue to assess every threat, potential threat, unknown, that approaches North America with an attempt to identify it.
Okay, again, what's fascinating to me is that, and it wasn't just an American decision. Apparently, the Prime Minister of Canada, Justin Trudeau, participated in the decision to shoot down the last unidentified object, which was brought down over Lake Huron in the Great Lakes and drifting through Canadian territory as well. With all of this going on, it seems astonishing that it would break all of a sudden. In other words, people are asking one of the questions, and I don't have any answer to it, and I won't pretend that I do. But why would it be that all of a sudden you'd have this consistent parade of objects to shoot down? They may all be from China, but people are saying, watch out, maybe they're not. The National Security Council spokesman, John Kirby, that is a White House spokesman for national security affairs, did a press conference, and here's what he said about the background of the Chinese balloon program. Clip 13.
We were able to determine that China has a high-altitude balloon program for intelligence collection that's connected to the People's Liberation Army. It was operating during the previous administration, but they did not detect it. We detected it. We tracked it. And we have been carefully studying it to learn as much as we can. We know that these PRC surveillance balloons have crossed over dozens of countries on multiple continents around the world, including some of our closest allies and partners. We assessed that at this time, these balloons have provided limited additive capabilities to the PRC's other intelligence platforms used over the United States. But in the future, if the PRC continues to advance this technology, it certainly could become more valuable to them.
Okay, the idea that they have determined that there were previous intrusions, and how would it be that the previous intrusions, that they would be able to find out long after the fact that these intrusions occurred, but as the intrusions were happening in the prior administration, meaning under President Trump, that nobody seemed to notice. And this, by the way, it's not just President Trump. It's his former national security advisors, including people who aren't particularly big fans of President Trump. People like General McMaster, who was his national security advisor, like John Bolton, frequent guest on this show, who has said, no, we didn't really hear anything about this kind of mystery craft and what it was doing. On MSNBC, Kirby categorically denied the Beijing claim that the United States has flown its own spy balloons over China. Listen.
I want to get your reaction to some breaking news out of Beijing just in the last hour or two. The foreign ministry there has accused the United States since the start of 2022 of flying balloons 10 different times over Chinese airspace. Can you respond to that accusation?
Not true. Not doing it. Just absolutely not true.
So the U.S., let me just push you a little further then. So the U.S. is not using these balloons technologies at all over China?
That is right. We are not flying balloons over China. That is absolutely true.
Okay, and part of the reason one assumes that he says that with such certainty is that the balloon technology, I mean, is ancient. There were French forces in the 18th century, in the 1700s, that used balloons to spy on where troops were coming during various battles and wars, in European wars. In the Civil War, there was a Union balloonist who went up to spy on the Confederate forces. It didn't work out particularly well in any of those cases. It's unclear how well it's worked out for the Chinese. This is a Karine Jean-Pierre appearing on MSNBC trying to answer a question about the administration's response to the unidentified flying objects. Clip 5.
Why is the American military shooting something out of the sky over Canada?
Because it's part of NORAD. NORAD is part of a coalition,
a pact of nations.
A pact, okay. Exactly. And so that's why we were able to do that. Again, we didn't do it on our own. We did
right.
it in step with right. Canada.
Canada? Yeah, that wonderful nation north of us, Canada. The confusion involving all of this and what it is the Chinese may be after and whether it was actually a deliberate plan to send a wave of these balloons. And they haven't even confirmed that the other objects, some of which are much smaller than what they originally shot down and looked at the debris, about the size of a small car. Meanwhile, America needs violence, and that's why America needs football. So says Ethan Strauss. We'll be talking to him coming up.
Big news from Newsmax. AT&T's DirecTV just removed Newsmax. Now you can't watch Newsmax on DirecTV or UVerse. With OAN gone last year, that's two conservative channels removed in the past year alone. Newsmax is the fourth highest rated cable news channel, with great programs from Greg Kelly, Greta Van Susteren, and Rob Schmidt. Now millions of DirecTV subscribers can't watch them on Newsmax. President Trump, Mike Huckabee, John Voight, Sarah Palin, Rand Paul, Ted Cruz, and many more are demanding that Newsmax be returned to DirecTV. Stand up for free speech. Call AT&T and DirecTV now and let them know you want Newsmax. Call toll-free 877-NEWSMAX and we'll connect you to DirecTV. If you're not a DirecTV subscriber but support Newsmax and free speech, call 877-NEWSMAX to show your support. Dr. Ben Carson says our freedoms are at stake. He urges you to stand up for Newsmax. Call 877-NEWSMAX today.
USA News Update. An abundance of caution is the reason the U.S. shot down three small objects floating over North America this past weekend. The White House says the objects were floating at the same altitudes that jetliners use. An old issue making new problems for those trying to help earthquake victims in Syria. Politics. There's only one open border crossing between Turkey and Syria, thanks to what the U.S. says is Russian and Chinese efforts to keep Syrian President Assad in power. They found more hazardous chemicals in the wreckage of all those rail tanker cars outside East Palestine, Ohio. The newly found substance can irritate the throat and mouth. The EPA says it's monitoring. A judge in Atlanta says he'll release on Thursday parts of a report from a grand jury that investigated allegations of attempts to tamper with Georgia's 2020 vote count. The DA had wanted to keep it private for now, a hint that she may be preparing criminal charges. Rich Johnson, USA News.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs, like the ones that cause Lyme disease. Mice searching for food can spread bacteria that makes us sick. Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leaving behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Show, there's a very provocative and I think insightful column that just appeared by Ethan Strauss, who is a veteran sports reporter. He's reported primarily on the NBA, National Basketball Association, but he has a piece about football that I think will move and register and connect with many people. The way it's headlined is Why America Needs Football, Even Its Brutality. And then subhead, We Can Pine for a New Kind of Human Being Who Doesn't Crave Violence, or We Can Be Happy We Have the NFL. Ethan, it's a pleasure meeting you on the phone, and thank you for your contribution. In what sense do you think that that football actually does represent and satisfy a primal need that many men, maybe most men, have?
Yeah, I think that part of it is its inherent risk. The danger out there facilitates a kind of bonding that you're not going to get otherwise. I covered the NBA. It's a very individualistic sport for some reasons that are a little bit complicated, some that are pretty simple. One is that if I am scoring more points, typically you are scoring fewer points. So in a team dynamic, success is not going to be distributed, how should I put it? It's a bit zero sum, right? And so that creates a dynamic where people aren't so bonded. They need to overcome that element of themselves in order to achieve greatly and win a championship. In football, it's just integral to the sport that these guys are in a foxhole together. The difference between basketball and football, the biggest difference, and I thought about it again in the NFC Championship game, because like my neighbors, I'm watching the Niners. I live in the Bay Area. The backup tight end misses a block. He just doesn't put up enough resistance. And the linebacker for the Eagles injures the 49ers quarterback, knocks him out of the game, ends the 49ers season. That's the difference right there between football and basketball. In basketball, you don't do your job one play. You know, maybe you give up a basket, right? Football, you can get your teammate hurt beyond whatever happens to your season and to the team. And that's real. That's legitimate. It confers a legitimacy. And so not only does it create an intense bond for those guys out there on the field, but I think that's what's resonant when people watch. It's the stakes of it. It's not just about, I don't know, being a bestial in your nature, being a Neanderthal. There's something, as George Kittle would say, the Niners tight end, he would call it sacred. What happens between those lines is sacred.
And sacred because of the risk.
Yes, yes. It's not indivisible from. It can't be excised. The corporate chieftains of the NFL, I think, are trying to do it. They're trying to make flag football a thing that they're marketing and testing out in the Pro Bowl, and they try to, you know, make the game safer. Maybe in some ways that's smart, but you cannot really excise the danger from the draw of the sport. And there are other elements people are into, such as the strategy and everything else. But yeah, I think it definitely rhymes with something we're missing. We have a void, and I think that's something we really grapple with right now. It's very hard for us in the modern day in our cities to just admit that we're missing things. It seems like whenever somebody notices that, they're accused of liking everything bad from the past. And it's no. It's not endorsing everything bad that happened in the past. It's just to notice that even if we have it better in many ways right now, there are some things that we're missing, some voids that we have right now. And it's better that we just admit to them and see how to fill them.
You followed the stories, and you allude to them in your column, which is linked at our website at michaelmedved.com, and I urge people to take a look at it because it's extraordinarily provocative. But you do take note of the brain injury, the chronic traumatic encephalopathy, that CTE, which is so very common. The figures that you use suggest that it's... that a study from Boston University shows that 92% of players from the NFL suffer from CTE. But
I would just jump in. I hate to interrupt, but I think it's a point worth making. There is selection bias there. It's of the brains they studied, right? So it's probably lower, but it happens. I think that's what we should say, and it's not. So abnormal. Sorry, you were saying.
No, again, what you suggest here is that despite that, and despite the lifelong pain that people get from other kinds of injuries, and knees and elbows and legs, that very, very few football players say, I wish I hadn't done this.
Yeah, it's a paradox, isn't it? And you would see Malcolm Gladwell, writers of other New York publications, saying that we can't have this anymore. These guys are maimed for life. It maims people. That was the word that the writer Malcolm Gladwell used. Well, I don't know his assessment of this particular paradox, where there's a survey of the retired players, and over 90% of them say that they experience daily aches and pains from their playing days, but over 90% of them say they don't regret playing at all. That right there, that's an intriguing paradox, no? That's interesting. And what it should make you do is really drill down on what's happening and think about what could be so powerful that it would make a man say, I hurt every day because I did this, and yet it was worth it. I don't regret it at all. It should indicate that whatever he experienced in exchange was something perhaps he considers sacred, something that is irreplaceable. And rather than trying to dismiss it and denigrate it and condescend to the men who make this choice, I think if you're a curious person, it should make you consider, okay, what is it about that choice? What's really going on here? Something's happening here that's bigger than all the superficiality we saw in the Super Bowl, the beer commercials and Rihanna and everything else. There's something that this is an instinct that is being watered in a person that is big enough to make them sacrifice pain every day. That's interesting.
And by the way, people always talked about baseball as the quintessential American sport. American football is spreading around the world right now, is it not? I mean, and again, so whatever it is that is so powerful that draws Americans to make this our by far most popular sport appears to be something that the rest of the world, and not just Britain and Canada, but the rest of the world is also embracing.
Yeah, there's definitely a learning curve with it. I remember I was in Israel once. An Israeli soldier asked me to describe American football, and I started to do it, and I realized that I was failing. It's difficult. It's really difficult. You know, there's the language acquisition phase, that idea that you are really good at absorbing language until you hit around age 5 or 6, and it gets hard. I think it's a little bit like that with a sport as complicated as football, where we just grow up with it in America. It's part of the air that we breathe. And when you go outside the boundaries of this country and you're trying to explain to somebody what a down is or why it starts with a kickoff and then transitions to the throwing portion of the evening, it is very complicated. So I think it might be a barrier to it becoming as popular as the NFL wants to be. And frankly, as somebody who likes football and is an American, I don't want it to be. I don't want what happened to football. I don't want what happened to basketball to happen to football. I think that's something that has not been covered enough, how the NBA lost purchase domestically in the United States once the people running it decided they could make their money in China, and that was the future, and it was time to ignore this country. I want football to stay American, frankly.
Yeah, and the prospect of Chinese football, somehow it seems kind of not wholesome right now. Ethan Strauss, his column on football is posted on our website, michaelmedved.com. We will be right back.
The Michael Medved Show, all across America. This is The Michael Medved Show.
We've all heard the saying, safety in numbers. Well, think again. The IRS, the country's powerful tax collection agency, is on a hiring spree. They're bringing in 87,000 new agents. Now, no taxpayer at any income level is entirely safe from IRS scrutiny or, worse, a dreaded IRS audit. This is Michael Medved for AmFed Coin and Bullion. How safe are your accumulated savings and wealth from government examination and reach? Owning gold and silver is one of the best ways to keep your wealth in your own hands. Precious metals provide a layer of privacy that's not available through a bank account. When you own precious metals, only you and your dealer have knowledge of your purchase. Now, I buy all of my precious metals from my friend Nick Rovich, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion. Nick's been in this industry for 41 years, and he has established a reputation built on trust, transparency, integrity, and fair pricing. Call Nick and his team, 800-221-7694, 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com. Presidents, wars, electoral landslides, Middle East conflicts, third parties, the Constitution, the founding, the revolution. That's all covered in special Medved history programs, which can be yours free if you join us as a Medhead Plus member. The cost is 22 cents a day for everything. And you have access to over 100 different subjects covered on Medved History Store programming. Check it out right now. It is a great opportunity. You also get the ability to hear the show anytime you want, to go ahead and stream it and to listen to it, and commercial free. Medhead Plus membership at our website. Go to michaelmedved.com. Look for the banner and a special offer, 20% off, limited time. Learn a lot. Costs, well, very little, 22 cents a day. Join us as a Medhead Plus member as soon as you can.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis.
Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Youngevity for over 17 years, since before it was Youngevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Youngevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late. In 17 years, Youngevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Youngevity.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
On the Michael Medved show, now that the big game is over and the riots have calmed down in Philadelphia, and again, the frustration from these riots and also from last year when, remember, the Phillies made it to the World Series and, well, it didn't work for them. And there were some riots in Philadelphia then as well. I was in Philadelphia in 2008, and aside from the fact that it's my hometown, I was born there and lived there with my parents till I was six, and used to come back for a summer camp, which was kind of a crazy thing because summers are much more pleasant in California, where my parents lived, than in Philly, where my grandmother lived, but well, that's the way we did it. In any event, in 2008, I was on the McCain. We were doing radio talkers supports for McCain Palin, and traveling around the country. And as it turned out, we came to Philadelphia the same night that they won the World Series. And this was only the second time in history that this very old franchise had actually won a World Championship. And they're a terrible riot, Center City. I mean, really destructive. They just put in a bunch of planters that were all basically smashed or blown up or knocked down. They had put up some more decorative lighting for Center City. And in any event, it was a serious riot. And that was when they won. This year, they didn't win. And in terms of people who are going to win, or who are looking at the future of American politics, one of the questions in American politics is the what I call the Kamala quandary. And what the heck is not McCain, is Biden supposed to do about Kamala Harris? Because the idea that this election is going to be close, all of the polling shows that whether it's Trump or somebody else against Joe Biden, who appears absolutely determined to run for the presidency, and he does not have any serious candidate ready to stand against him, that basically in a close election, Kamala Harris could be a real problem. And partially...
No.
Partially because Joe Biden is going to be the oldest candidate in history when he's running for re-election, oldest nominee, and by far, I was going through doing some enumerations last night. We've had a total of 8 presidents who have died in office, and 4 of them by assassination, 4 of them just by sickness and old age, and we've had, believe it or not, 7 vice presidents who have died in office. So that's 11 people. How many of those were over 80? Joe Biden is 80 right now. The answer is none. The people who died in office, the presidents and vice presidents, all of them except one, who was Elbridge Gerry, all of them except one died before they were 70. And Biden is going for a term where he would be 86 at the end of his term. So it's a very, very real issue. People are going to start looking at Kamala Harris. And what's hilarious to me is that with most Democrats recognizing that she is a real drag on the Joe Biden ticket because people who are worried about his health or well-being look at her and look at her one most notable achievement and assignment as vice president involved that she was put in charge of border security. Right? Remember that? And she took trips down to the border. How's she been doing? On ABC, Donna Brazile was actually sparring with Chris Christie over Kamala Harris and suggesting what is an utterly unthinkable idea, whether or not she could take the baton from Joe Biden in 2024. And frankly, out of his dead clammy, as long as he's alive and well, he will be the nominee. But this is what they say.
She has the highest position in the party, but when you look at the way the public views her, there are a number of other very qualified African-American women who the president could pick. And all I'm saying is there's going to be that conversation. It's unlikely to happen, George, but because he's going to be 82 years old, that is going to be a much bigger focus than it's ever been.
I'm so glad you brought up Kamala Harris, because she is probably one of the most undefined human beings. She is incredible. She's standing in her own power. She has been at every step helpful to this president and getting his agenda through the United States Congress. And so while her poll numbers may not reflect her true popularity, I can guarantee you Kamala Harris will not be replaced on the party's ticket. And I can also guarantee you if Joe Biden decides not to run, Kamala Harris will become the next nominee of the Democratic Party. And I don't understand why every time, you know, something goes down, people say, Kamala, she is standing in her power. She's been incredible. She's been indispensable. And she's going to continue to serve as vice president.
She's been indispensable. I mean, seriously, think about indispensable means that if she could not possibly continue without her. What has she done that is so indispensable? And I don't think even though she standing in her power, standing doesn't sound very active, does it? Or like you're accomplishing anything. The mayor of Miami, who's a GOP mayor, his name is Francis Suarez, was on Fox News, and he talked about one of the upcoming factors that could give the GOP a huge advantage in holding control of the House of Representatives, winning control of the Senate, and winning the White House. Listen, clip 14.
Well, Mayor, is the Democratic Party in trouble with Hispanics and Latinos?
Oh, yes, they are. And they are because they've been trying to impose their progressive cultural agenda
on everybody in the United States, and certainly it's been rejected by most people in the United States, and Hispanics are no different. You know, they're so elitist that they even try to change the name of Latinos to Latinx, right? I mean, that's how elitist they are, that they think that they that the Spanish language is flawed or something. You know, and I think you know, you add to that the fact that most Hispanics agree that a conservative agenda like the one we have in Miami is what's best to create prosperity for the most number of people. You want to keep taxes low. We want to fund our police and support our public safety. And we want to embrace innovation to make sure that everyone has a prosperous job. We're number one in the nation in wage growth. And we've done that by inviting the private sector to come and to innovate in our city, not rejecting them like they did, in New York with Amazon and HQ2, and, of course, in California when they rejected Elon Musk.
Okay, obviously, if you look at the Hispanic vote in the last election for governor in Florida, DeSantis won the Hispanic vote. I mean, overwhelmingly. And no, it's not just Cubans anymore. There are lots of Nicaraguans and Mexicans, Brazilians, many, many other kinds of Latinos in Florida. And Ron DeSantis did well with all of them. Carrie Lake, who is speaking to Iowa Republicans, is she thinking about a presidential race? Well, she wants to be vice president, I think. She declares, well, if elections were really fair, there'd be a different outcome. Listen, clip
nine. We've got a lot of great candidates in for the Republican Party, unlike the Democrat Party. They roll people out like Katie Hobbs and Joe Biden, and they expect us to believe that that's what people want, and we know people that want that. Meanwhile, we've got great candidates on the Republican Party, and on our side, we've got so many great candidates that if our elections were really fair, I believe the ranks of Congress, the Senate, I think a White House, I think all the state governorships would be Republican if elections were fair.
There would be a Republican governor of New York and California and Massachusetts if the elections were just fair. There have been, by the way. We've just had a Republican governor of Massachusetts, Charlie Baker. But it's a provocative thought, among many others, that we will encounter in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
Hi, Fred Dwyer here. If you suffer from a serious chronic illness, heartburn, poor sleep, fatigue, brain fog, you need Balance 7. Balance 7 water improves the acid-alkaline balance in the body. The right pH helps unlock the immune system. It also allows for better hydration and nourishment during times of medication and stress. Balance 7 works. I know. I use it every day. Now you can try it free. Balance 7 is offering chronic illness sufferers a free gallon of Balance 7 water for the first 100 callers. That's an $87 value free. So call 800-793-9039 and mention my name, Fred. The first 100 callers suffering with a chronic illness get a free gallon of Balance 7 water. So call 800-793-9039, code word Fred, or visit balance7.com. That's balance, the number 7.com. 800-793-9039, code word Fred.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.